Well, well. Good evening, kiddies everywhere. Here's your Uncle Jim bringing you another chapter in the story of everyday life and everyday people. Dracula on Sunnybrook Farm. Well, children, when last we looked in on Dracula, that lovable old character was staying at the farm of Grandpappy Murray and Grandma Irene. Things have not been quite the same at the Murray home since Dracula moved in. Listen.
Here's your pipe, Pa. Make yourself comfortable.
Thanks, Ma. Say, did you see the Saturday Evening Post or anywhere around?
Here you are, Pa.
Say, Ma, is that Francie Lou still taking singing lessons?
No, she ain't, Pa.
I wonder what that could be then. Look at there, Ma. Dead body just come rolling down the stairs.
Anyone we know?
Yep, I reckon it's our eldest son, Herman.
How can you tell, Pa? He ain't got no face left.
Well, I know them suspenders anywhere. Somebody probably killed him, Ma. I don't see how the boy could bite himself in the neck that way.
Well, now, I don't know, Pa. Herman was mighty clever. How many killings we had this week?
Well, five of our kids and the hired man. Makes me mad. We got plenty of kids, but help is scarce.
Yep. Sure is a mess. Six bodies.
Ma, I don't want to say anything, see, but I'm beginning to think something's funny going on around here.
Now, you better get hold of yourself, Pa. Why, your face is the color of one of my bed sheets.
Tattletale gray, huh?
I only hope all these killings don't make our star boarder, Mr. Dracula, move out.
Hello, Ma. Hello, Pa.
Hello, James. Say, you and your brother Kenny are the only two kids we got left. Where you been all day?
Out hunting bears.
Well, how come you got home so late?
Well, all the bears decided to hibernate. That's why I'm in so late.
Oh, here comes Mr. Dracula. Good morning, Mr. Dracula.
Good morning.
Well, how'd you sleep last night, Mr. Dracula?
I didn't sleep at all. Last night, I was out on a bat.
Oh.
Hello, James. Shall we go up to my room? Remember, you promised to marfake my bed springs.
Oh, sure. Sure, Mr. Dracula. Let's go.
Fine. We'll be right down, Mr. Murray.
Real nice fellow, ain't he, Ma?
Why, my goodness, it's James, Pa. Think maybe he's dead.
Ma, how can you sit there so calm knitting that sweater when your kids is getting killed?
Just you wait till I finish knitting this sleeve. You'll hear some of the gall-derndest screaming you ever heard.
Hello, Ma. Hello, Pop.
Hello, Kenny. Your brother James just got killed.
That's so. What we got for dinner, Mom? Oh, hello, Mr. Dracula.
Hello, Kenny. Why not come upstairs with me, Kenny?
Sure. Anything for a laugh.
Say, Ma, I wish we had more boarders like that Mr. Dracula. He sure cheers the place up. I guess it's that contagious laugh of his'n.
Well, well, this time it's Kenny. Say, Francie Lou.
Yes, sir?
Looks like you're going to do a little extra sweeping.
Say, Grandma Irene, where's that Mr. Dracula?
Right behind you, Francie Lou.
Uh-oh. Well, Mr. Dracula, I don't know what's going on around here, but if it's what I think it is, I just want you to know that I's anemic.
Fancy Lou, don't be bothered, Mr. Dracula. If he wants anything, he'll order it.
That's right.
Grandma Irene. Yoo-hoo. Grandma Irene.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mr. Dracula. I don't like the way things are going around here. When you first came here, 8 of us used to sit around the kitchen range. One by one, they're gone. Now, you and me better have a little talk before you become the Lone Ranger.
What makes you think I know anything about killing?
Well, I think you do.
Well, you're right. I murdered them all.
Well, gee, why do you do things like that, Dracula? Now, murder ain't a nice habit to get into. Gosh, that's worse than chewing tobacco.
I killed them all. First the hired man, then the children. I killed them.
Now, aren't you ashamed, Dracula, killing all those innocent people and leaving their bodies strewn all over the house? Everywhere you look, bodies, bodies, bodies.
All right, so I ain't neat.